Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, January the 10th, 2023. I am your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about growing incidents of political violence targeting mainly opposition Citizens Coalition for Change supporters, a few months away from the general elections. Police announced this evening that they have arrested one of the suspects in connection with the bout of violence that was captured on a video in Murewa North, where suspected ZANU-PF members are seen beating up elderly CCC members for convening a party meeting. In a statement, police spokesperson Paul Nyati said, named the suspect now in custody as Neva Chimutashu, aged 67, but he did not say the suspect's political affiliation. Nyati said police were still pursuing other suspects. Human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, are calling for the suspects for the arrest of all the perpetrators of political violence ahead of the polls. Litshona njani izulukandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection, okuluhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lodlakela olukhanya solugxila phambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa kunyanga ezimbalwa ezilandelayo. Amapolisa azise ukuthi asebophe umsolwa ongomunye wabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabe bandla leZANU-PF ababonakala kuvideo eMurewa North betshaya amalunga e-CCC angogogo labokhulu, kuthiwa kungani benze umhlangano we-CCC. Amapolisa athi abophe uNeva Chimutashu oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa 67. Athi njalo asadinga abanye abaphatheke kulolu dlakela. Kodwa kachonga ukuthi uMutashu lilunga lebandla liphi. Kwaziwai vatereri ve Studio 7. Nazi mchirongwa chenyu che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya ye mirijonga. Zvichitevera kurohwa zvakaipisisa kwenhengo ze-CCC kuMurewa North nevanofungidzirwa kuti inhengo dzeZANU-PF. Mutauriri wemapurisa vaPaul Nyati vazivisa nhasi kuti vasunga munhu mumwe chete pamusana pemhirizhonga iyi vaNeva Chimutashu avo vane makore ekuberekwa makumi matanhatu nemanomwe 67 years. Asi vaNyati havana kutaura kuti vaMutashu ndevebato ripi rezvematongero enyika. The source of the video showing CCC members being beaten up is unknown, but Studio 7 has decided to play it in the public interest. The Zimbabwe police say they are also aware of this video that has gone viral on social media. Before you watch the video we are about to play, we must warn you that it is graphic and disturbing.
Namakuremangani. Anani?
Taurai kuti munonzani?
Ndonzi chipomutiro. Ndiza muno nemakore mangani? Wadichi? Kwemi? Makore mangani? Wadani? Tona chito panye? Kwemi munonzani? Tisani? Mune makore mangani? Wadichi? Ame baba ya baru, baba imi munonzani? Morisani? Mune makore mangani? Zimonga zawan bana. Cita itu. Oya oke. Mungkin kan juga pandangan dan bana. Mungkin juga naik bana. Nani? Siapa cowok cari cewek kita sih?
Musangkan
nanti. Mamji siapa cowok cari cewek
kita sih?
Asimi makan nizarani, asimi makan nizarani mimi. Asimi makan nizarani mata kau jengke. Mungkin nak kerja kuat di sini.
Papa.
Saya ramai mesti dah ikut. Tapi saya yang akan ikut ni mesti dah
ikut.
That despicable video there showing brutality meted on elderly opposition CCC members by suspected ZANU-PF supporters in rural Murewa North, that's Mashonaland East Province. CCC interim spokesperson for Zaimaere blasted ZANU-PF during a press conference in the capital today, saying the ruling party is attacking opposition members because they know they cannot win the upcoming general elections without violence.
If I may talk a little bit about the violence that we witnessed this weekend in Murewa, it's important to state that this is not an isolated incident. It's part of a wide pattern of violence that has permeated our electoral landscape ever since the Citizens Coalition for Change was formed on the 24th of January. We've seen in almost every single province violence perpetrated by ZANU-PF. And that violence is understood in the context of the fact that the deputy leader of ZANU-PF actually called for the CCC to be crushed like knife. It's also in the context of the fact that the leader of ZANU-PF actually called out and said, Vakombe, kombai murone. He went so far as to say, Bambe CCC ngabatandani. We also have on record a meeting with ZANU-PF members when they called for the killing of our president, Nelson Chamisa, and for CCC members' homes to be burnt, for them to be killed because they are sellouts. We've seen this in Matongo, and we've seen them in Berengwa, and Mugutu, and Chipinge, Murewa, almost every single province. And this is a reaction to the mass mobilization program that was started, launched by President Nelson Chamisa, popularly known as Mugwazo. So the essence of this is that the CCC has penetrated every single village, town, and city in Zimbabwe, something that ZANU-PF didn't expect and that they didn't budget for. And what the recent violence with several incidents of violence have shown is that it's a myth that ZANU-PF, rural areas of ZANU-PF stronghold. The CCC has clearly penetrated these areas and they're running scared. Because what other explanation is there for Vanvalurova and Ambuya and Asepu, someone who's 75 years old, you go into their homestead and start putting them out?
CCC interim spokesperson Fazai Maere taking a swipe there at ZANU-PF for terrorizing innocent citizens. We were unable to get a comment from ruling ZANU-PF party spokesperson, Christopher Mtsangwa, but ZANU-PF Mashonaland East chairperson, Daniel Garwe, is quoted in the media denying the allegations and insisting that the opposition is stage managing the violence. To help us dissect this issue, we are joined by opposition CCC interim national youth spokesperson, Stephen Sakozi Chuma, and ZANU-PF member, Mr. Regis Charumbira. Let me start off with Mr. Sakozi. Vasakozi police are saying this evening that they've arrested one suspect, Mr. Neva Chimutashu, 67 years old, in connection with the Murewa violence, where members of your party, elderly members, are seen in a video being brutalized by alleged ZANU-PF members. What do you say about the news from the police about this one arrest?
Good news, Zimbabwe. What the police have said, if it is a genuine arrest, we welcome it. I say genuine because we've seen situations where perpetrators of violence are arrested, but they are not jailed. For example, in the build-up to March elections in Pepe, we saw what happened there when one of our members, Monenye, was killed in cold blood. And people were arrested, arrests were made by the police, but up to now, we don't know what happened to those perpetrators. So we don't want a public stand where the police say we've arrested perpetrators of violence, but at the end of the day, those people, they do not end up in jail. We know that we've seen people in that video that we have just played at the beginning of the program, a lady who can be identified, and the other people who can be identified in that video. But unfortunately, none from the video have been said to be arrested. The police must come out clean and say, we've arrested such and such and so. If they belong to a political party, they must also come out clean and say, we've arrested members of ZANU-PF who have been beating up people. So we encourage the police to do thorough investigations. And it is our belief that at the end of the day, all those people that we see in that video will be arrested.
Please do stay on the line. Chuma, as we go to Regis Charumbira, the Batore ZANU-PF. Mr. Charumbira, police are saying tonight they have one suspect in custody in connection with the violence in Murewa North, where CCC members were beaten up, allegedly by members of your party. What say you about the news from the police?
Thank you very much, Senior Kevin. First and foremost, I want to say condolences to our father who lost his life after the tragedy that ended up mainly the result of political violence. The one thing that I want to say is I don't agree with the fact that the community of perpetrators still killed him. I believe that the police are doing the investigation, and once the investigations are through, then we will know if the people who have been perpetrated and caused the violence that resulted in the death of our old man, if those people were truly ZANU-PF. Well, ZANU-PF is our president, is excellently the president of the community in Mangaza. He has been teaching non-violent messages, and he is leading the way to our election this year. He said, in ZANU-PF, there is no violence, and we condemn violence. So I know the news that they are circulating on social media that the people took us with ZANU-PF, but I cannot confirm that. So I'll try to differ from the previous speaker, who is claiming that it was ZANU-PF that has caused that violence. I think I will not want our party members to be leveled against, you know, the case of this mayor case that is related to the death of one of our citizens. I would think that this was just violent, whereby we know that when we never told the election, we know that the NDC or the CCC, they are the ones who usually choreograph these events, and we label them to Lampier, because they want to liken violence to our party, the Revolutionary Party Lampier. So I fail to differ, and I will not agree that these people with Lampier. I think this was a setup. There's a setup trying to paint Lampier to be a political party that is always causing issues in the state of the nation. But instead, we know that it was a ruthless sheep skin. You know, NDC, CCC, I'm sure that they prepared this, and now they're trying to direct it, to travel it to our party, Lampier. But we are going to communicate in non-violent messages. And we are wishing our people that 2023 is a year of election. If we are going to an election with a clean heart, it is not try by all means to push each other in the mud. But if it is the case that involves the police, let's make the police to deal with the matter, and we will know if those people belong to any political party. Thank you very much.
Siyabonga liyamuzwa lapho ubaba uRegis Charumbira ngwebandla lezano PF uyakulandula ukuthi abantu ababonakala kuvideo ebetshaya amalunga e-CCC ngabe bandla lezano PF instead uthi abe-CCC yibo abavama ukwenza udlakela lizwe njalo uSteven Sarkozy Chuma webandla le-CCC onguye oqale ukukhuluma esithi hayi kuvamile ke ukuthi abantu bezano nxa sokuyiwa kukhetho baqalisa ukuhlasela abantu okuyinto ekhulunywe njalo isikhulumeli se-CCC uFadzai Maere lamhlanje ku-press conference ayenze eHarare ndizokere kwamuri vacharumbira wongo mapato anopikisa we've also seen violence within the MDC you can argue CCC many times we have seen violence coming from ZANU-PF, and we have also seen incidents where ZANU-PF members have come out openly instigating violence. Vachiti, chamisa ngawurawe, we won't allow this or that, but vanhu ivavo are not being arrested. On two occasions, ZANU-PF members have come out saying, pane mumwe akataura kuti ichamisa ngaurawe. Then recently, mumwe akataura futi kuti ichamisa ngaurawe. But those people are not being arrested.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, I think what we need to know is the rule of law in Zimbabwe. And when we have the rule of law, we cannot just allege that somebody is rich. Therefore, he or she should be thrown in jail. When we don't have the allegations, these are allegations. We don't have found evidence that these people are truly Zanu-PF. We don't have evidence that these people were sent or I would say they belong to Zanu-PF. That kind of a case made by an ordinary citizen. He comes out and speaks and says, Chamisa should be killed. We can arrest the whole country. I'm sure our jails won't be having enough room to contain all these people. So there are some cases that we cannot actually just be taken and run with them. We need the rule of law says that we have to have incredible evidence that the person is committing a crime. So we cannot just say when someone is drinking beer, in the deal, when we say Chamisa or whoever should be killed, and then we say, you go to jail. I mean, I don't think that's how we can do it. The freedom of speech.
No. Vacharumbira, Vacharumbira, let me make a point here. There can't be freedom of speech ngaurawe. That is instigating political violence. And a job seeker right now is in jail because Hansi akakurudzira political violence. Saka, you cannot argue with the freedom of speech when people are saying to Mr. Misangawura. That is instigating violence.
I think the job scholar issue, my brother, the job scholar issue is far from what you're talking about.
Okay, let's forget about Sikala. You cannot argue that is freedom of speech when people say Tamisa must be killed.
Yes. I wanted to address the job scholar because I'm on life, because I want to make sure that whatever you mention, I don't want to skip it. Job scholar is mentioning many times, several times, that this government, he was actually performing a regime change idea. Exercise to say, the Chinese should be killed, and the police people, those people have been reported to the police. He himself, Chinese, if he hears that somebody is saying Chinese should be killed, if he has responsibility as a citizen like anybody else to go to the police and say, this, I've got a video, this individual was saying I should be killed. Therefore, you need to be arrested. He should be arrested, or he or she should be arrested. Chamisa should do that himself.
Okay. Hold it there. Bata Magadaro, I charumbira timbotora mafemo mbichana. Also, Sarkozy, please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you shortly. Let's take a small commercial break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Today, we are talking about escalating political violence ahead of general elections this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Limzwile ubaba uCharumbira owebandla lezano PF singakayi kubreak uthi labo abatuchamisa kabulawe, well, abantu balelungelo lokukhuluma yiloba yini. Uthi ngokunjalo akusoze kuphonga ubotshwa abantu nje. VaSarkozy, ndizokele kwamuri. USteven Sarkozy ngowebandla leTriple C. Sarkozy Chuma. Manzova vacharumbira vari kutaura hanzi avo vari kuti vachamisa ngavaurawe veZANU PF. Hanzi Zimbabwe inyika ine freedom of speech, saka you can't just arrest munhu because ati chamisa ngaurawe. Pindirai tinzwe vacho.
Vacharumbira vari kutaura zvemugwedzi matsuro. What is trying to say? It clearly shows that I doubt if he's genuinely a member of ZANU-PF, because ZANU-PF members, they know their ideology, they know that they subscribe to violence, and they also know that they respect what their leaders say. Before March 2022 by-elections, Constantino Chiwenga, who is Mnangagwa Emerson's deputy, addressed a rally in Kwekwe, where he clearly said, Chwanyai Inda, referring to Triple C supporters. And we know what happened a day after his statement. Monenwe was killed. That was a clear instigation of violence, and that instigation had a face in form of Constantino Chiwenga. Then we also know what Emerson Mnangagwa, the leader of ZANU-PF, said. He said, now we are going to have Tandamisa CPC, yango ekusandanisa ma LGC. What is that kusandanisa mean? Then Munangagwa also in one of the videos, he clearly said that now we want to call the God of War. Tombo Zoro Dalari. These things are in the public domain. So if he can't listen to what his leaders are saying, then he's not a ZANU-PF member. Their leaders are propagating for violence openly. So we wonder if he's a genuine representative of ZANU-PF. We wonder if his loyalty is to Mnangagwa and Tshwenga, because his leaders openly call for violence against CPC. Then when he says that he freedom of speech, and also to say that these people, there's a situation where one of the lawyers, human rights lawyers, Beatrice Nketwa, filed a case to the police to say, can you please arrest one Abdul Mashanika from Mderengwa? The name has been given to the police, and the place has also been given that the person is from Mderengwa, but that person can't be arrested. And we know that in this country, you can only not be arrested if you belong to Zambia. Because honestly, we know that the police are competent enough. Kana zipansa kubata wana chidimu na masendeke. Swati ya zangwe bata Abdul Mashiani katambere. Uyakata wana pachina uchanisha nga ura uchi. So we know that these are their people. That's why they can't be arrested.
Wow.
Then again, we have a situation where the police spokesperson Konyati, at one point, he issues a statement saying, no, we have arrested triple C youths, Kureawana, Joanna, Cecilia, and Natal Marowa in 2020 May. Then, thereafter, those three girls, they were abducted from police cells. They were taken from police cells, only to return after they were sexually abused and tortured. Now, those people, the very same people who were taken from police custody, they are now before the court, and the case has not been completed. So what does that say about our police force?
Aha, tinzwe vacharumbira, sizwe ucharumbira kuti tini. Vacharumbira hanzi, hongo vamunangagwa vanogara vachiti vanhu havafaniri kuita zvemhirizhonga. Hanzi vanhu ngavasiyane nemhirizhonga, vaende kusarudzo murunyararo navamunangagwa. Asi hanzi navachuma, vamunangagwa vacho vari kukurudzira mhirizhonga nekutaura mashoko ekuti tandanisai vanhu veCCC.
I think he started a good topic. He started a very good topic because we have all the evidence that, like I said, when it's all towards either the elections or the rapporteur coming to Zimbabwe or the human rights experts coming to Zimbabwe to assess the situation on the ground, we know that CCC used to be MDC. They are the ones who choreograph things. They have the X. What they do, they will call them planes. They will find that plane where they cause violence, or they do the setup where they carry the abduction. There's never been abduction in Zimbabwe since 1980. Whatsoever. We never had abduction in Zimbabwe.
No, that's not true. Mr. Charumbira, that's not true. Many people have been abducted.
I'm not debating you. I'm debating the other guy. So I think you interacted with me before. Now you are coming again because you are supporting the guy who has been speaking before me.
No, I'm supporting the facts. I'm supporting the facts. And the facts are dirty.
Okay, you can do it after.
Okay, wrap it up. 30 seconds out of time. Wrap it up.
There's never been abductions in Zimbabwe. There's never been rape cases of political violence in Zimbabwe. All these things, we know that they're such abductions caused by the CCC because they want the mileage politically. They know that the regime change has failed. They know that all the chips that they've been having since 1999 have served nothing in red.
And unfortunately, we're out of time, Mr. Charumbira. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so very much to Regis Charumbira, a ZANU-PF member, as well as Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, National Youth Spokesperson for the CCC. I am your host, Ntunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.